Yeah, fine.
Okay, another good performance, a good showing by your boys tonight.
Yeah, really, probably that performance has pleased me more than the other two, to be honest, because I was delighted with the side that Kenny put out tonight. It really showed a lot of respect for the club in as much as that was their proper first team. And even the boys that come on, you know, when you can bring Alexander and Harris on as subs, absolutely delighted. The pitch is so lush at the minute, and we'd had a bit of rain, and it was dry. Normally we'd water it. It was really sticky underfoot and made it quite difficult to run. So it's a fantastic workout for the boys. Really delighted as well with some of the boys that come on, you know, the two centre-halves that come on and had to handle Alexander and Harris and done that very well.
Jack as well came on, didn't he?
Jack done well with the crowd giving him a bit of jib. He still kept his composure. Although we didn't really create a lot, you know, there weren't too many, you know, they didn't create massive amounts either. And I think it was a great workout for both sides. I know Kenny was pleased with it. And just a little bit disappointed that the boy looked like he picked up quite a nasty injury at the end. It was the boy back. And disappointed about that because the game wasn't a blight on. It was a nothing sort of tackle. Pleased with my two centre half. Pleased with the defending today because we went out there really. Today was about defending, pressing against a side that's better than us, and they were better than us, there's no denying that. So to limit them to, I don't know, three or four opportunities was a real plus for us.
Sorry to remind you, but you've got some decisions to make, some tough decisions to make in some of these trials.
I'd be reluctant to let anyone go at the minute out of the boys we got. We've still got a very small squad at the minute, and if anything, when you start narrowing it down, it highlights how small our squad's going to be this year. Because, you know, I'm looking at the minute with, you know, if one of my centre halves goes, where am I? One of my forwards goes, where am I? I've lost in the Wakaji already, and it does emphasise how precarious a squad of 16 outfield players is.
So, left backs, for example, you've got Michael Noon,
we've released Michael Noon. We're looking at Rene today as a possible cover for Andre, and the truth of it is that, you know, I've got one more to come in at the moment, so that's going to have to be a centre half. I don't need to be a rocket scientist to work that out. I've got two centre halves.
Are you any closer?
I thought when they've done fine, it's difficult going for him to come. Did he? He's a bit more defensive. The other boy, you see the other boy, glimpse of him tonight. He's wonderful going forward. I thought we defended quite well in the first half against probably as good a right winger. You know, the boy terrorised us at Millwall, didn't he? He is absolute quality. I couldn't be happier. I think the result was a mercy that we didn't nick an equaliser or anything like that. You know, we got beat fair and, you know, well and truly beat today by 1-0 in that'd do me. So it doesn't, you know, raise stupid expectations. And I don't think we ever really looked like breaking them down, but we had a couple of chances, didn't we?
I mean, Ed's done well, Fraser's done well.
We signed Sammy Moore today. I thought he was an absolute engine room today. We played him, making him runs forward.
90 minutes.
Yeah, and then he's done the holding job. He can do both jobs. And to be fair, he was absolutely shattered at the end. And he'll be fitter and stronger for that. And I think he gives us that little ratter in there, gives that little ball winner in there that we never had. And he's good, honest boy. We miss Minshew today, who's missing with an ingrown toner. I've been so impressed with Minshew. I was gutted he couldn't play. I think he might give us a bit more power and strength in there. So I thought Ricky come on and made a difference as well. I think, you know, Ricky's missed that first game, so he's a little bit behind the other boys, but we're okay, we've got plenty of time.
Christian Jolly's been pressing
Yeah, he's got, you know, they've got two quality boys out here, and I've got Ryan Jackson and Christian Johnny. I'm thinking, you ain't going to run them. They're knocking the ball behind. I think, you ain't going to run them kids. Like, they run all day, they'll get a foot in, they're brave. Loads to like, still very young, still very inexperienced, and, you know, but really delighted with that performance. It'll have done them a lot of good to do.
And you're only close at the centre half, obviously. You've got the Ed and Fraser have done well. Is it going to be between them still, or are you still looking at Mambo?
I think it's very difficult. I think we've got the option of Mambo, and we've got those two. I'd love to be able to find a way. Those two boys will be conference centre halves. I think they're both. And also, we're playing them two together. If you play the Yaks with him, or Jet Johnson with him, they'd look even better. I think they're... If I can find some way of keeping them and loaning them out for a bit, like we did with Kennedy, I'd love to do that. Because it's difficult. But what Eric will say to me, quite rightly, is, well, yeah, if you guarantee we can loan them out like we could with Kennedy, and guarantee that, you know, I'm not ridiculously over budget, we'll do it.
Yeah, Crawley got a bit of money, maybe you should
also. Yeah, I don't think Crawley are going for 2 17-18-year-old centre halves, are they?
But it'd also give you the option of, if you do bring two in, so with John as your left back cover. I know you don't want to play in there, but
I'm trying to avoid all. I thought it wrecked Jono last year. I thought he was brilliant, our best player. We put him to left back, and I thought it knocked a bit of the stuffing out of him. So I'd be reluctant to do that. I actually believe that Christian Jolly can play left back.
Yeah, he's your
Yeah.
He's your backup then.
He's going to be that bit of cover, yeah. So, and you know, we've made sure that with a small squad that Minshew can play centre half, he can play centre mid, he can play centre forward. That makes a big difference with Jolly can play there, and we need that with a small squad.
So when will you make this decision about these centre half?
I'm trying to stall as long as I possibly can. I'm trying to
make it more difficult. You know, when you're going to have to sit Fraser or Ed or potentially both down this week and tell them.
It makes it more difficult. It makes it more difficult for me. More difficult for the boys. I'm getting pestered by the agents saying they need to know. If they want to know now, I'll give them a decision now. Yeah. If I can say, look, there's more chance of me keeping you if I can keep you for another week. More chance of me convincing Eric he ain't seen anybody. You know, it's not convincing Eric. Eric wants to do what's best for the club, but Eric is doing what's best for the club and saying, this is the money you got. There's your budget gone. You know, what are you asking for? A squad of 20? Well, you know, you shouldn't have played that much to get Yax Johnson and Brett and Greg as well. They're our backbone.
It's good job we don't work in a bank, isn't it?
It is. Yeah.
I mean, it's been a windfall. We had a windfall from the Premier League.
Eric's already warned me about that. Yeah. Eric's already warned me about it. He said, don't come in my room saying, you just got, was it 30 cal?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
35. Eric told me 30. I knew it would be more. I'm going in there to do that.
it's not actually on the table yet, just something which
to be fair, everything in this club is stretched to its limits, not to go into debt. This club ain't going to go into debt. Why would it? Why do we have to go into debt? It's going great, it's ticking over great, got a smashing young side there. You know, we're not going to go into debt, are we?
So with the rest of the trialists in it, I mean, release the rest of them on the one apart from the centre half.
No, we were. I'm going to sit down with all of them now and just say, I want you to stay as long as you can. For the longer I've got to make a decision, the more likelihood that, you know, I can juggle something. Well, I'd love to loan them to centre halves to Blue Square South sides. You know, love to do that.
I won £500 of the Dom's Rules today.
Did you?
Is that a chip in?
Thank you very much. Give it to your wife. Take your missus on there.
So the trialists who weren't here tonight, you released the rest of them, Adam Martin.
Yeah, Adam Martin released, and so
Tyron Shealy.
Tyron Shealy, and Tommy
Smith for the keeper.
Tommy Smith, yeah. He's gone to Salisbury, funny. He wanted to play first in form, so he's gone to Salisbury.
So who's going to be the backup goalies for next season then? We've got Jack and Seb. Marcus is going to be with someone else, you know, isn't it?
Yeah, let's hope so. we thought we had that backup goalie there, but to be fair, he was a bit too good for that level. Mm. You know, it's going to be difficult to get. What I'm thinking with a backup goalie is I can go to Charlton, I can go to Millwall and say, have you got a full-string keeper? They've got like fours and fives. And what they say is, he ain't having nothing, but he's got to play.
Yeah.
What Millwall's in? performance. For nothing, if he's playing, if he ain't, you pay his wages. Well, mm-hmm. they're not going to be in a position where I can ever pay his wages at that play, wouldn't he?
Might be easy to do an emergency loan option.
That's what we're looking on a goalie. Yeah, that's what we're looking on a goalie. Yeah. Thanks, Jerry.
See you Tuesday.